UW Madison history professor Will Powell Jones says the first Labor Day March took place in the 1880s in New York City.
The first Labor Day March was a march of unions planned by the Central Labor Union of New York City. So it was a holiday that was initiated by the union movement, but as one speaking for all workers.
As for politicians getting involved in Labor Day parades, well, Jones says it's likely they were at the very first one, despite this statement from the organizers.
The organizers of the first Labor Day said that its purpose was to, quote, warn the politicians that they shall go no farther in pandering to the greed of monopoly and reducing the condition of the masses.
Labor Day became increasingly popular around the country, and Congress declared it a national holiday in 1894. Jones says although unions were and are a major part of it, Labor Day has always been seen as a day to honor all workers. He says unions advocated for Labor Day in response to another working-class holiday that was begun here in the United States, May Day, which is associated with the socialist movement. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.